Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to the teaching series, How Do You Say This in American English? 大家好,我是 Nick.
大家好,我是 Brad. Hi everyone, my name is Brad.
那今天呢,又是我和我的朋友 Brad 来教大家一个非常应景,非常实用的一个短语,叫做放飞机。这个短语我们相信大家也经常用了,对吧?比如说你放了飞机,它没有按时赴约。那这个在英文中,它有一个相对应的表达,叫做 stand somebody up. Stand somebody up.那还有另一个表达，这个是用在这个 dating 上的，用在这个约会上 ，stand somebody up。那另外一个表达叫做 flake，F-L-A-K-E，flake， 或者是它的动词形式叫做 flake out， 就是加一个 out，flake out。那我们今天来一样的，请 Brad 来解释一下这个场景的一个用法。So hi Brad， say what kind of situation you would use the word like stand somebody up?
When you're in this sense, if you get stood up, that would be a scenario where you're at a restaurant and you're planning to meet a woman of interest, a girl that you like, right?
I mean, it could be a woman.
Yeah, but I don't know how old people are that are listening. But yeah, so you're at a restaurant, you're excited, you're happy to eat and finally talk with this woman or girl.
Okay.
And she doesn't show up. She doesn't get a text saying, hey, I'm late, or hey, I'm just not going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
That means you got stood up. If a girl
mm-hmm.
doesn't show up, you got stood up.
Okay, that sounds like...
a rhyme? Is it good?
No, it's not good at all.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. 那 Brad 刚刚已经非常清晰地给我们解释了，就是说，如果你去，这个是特别的用在这个你和一个女孩子去一个约会。当你去比如说去一个 restaurant 去一个餐馆或者去一个看电影或者怎么样都好主要是因为这关系比较重要如果是一个约会的话你跑过去然后他没有来也没有告诉你为什么不来那这个我们就可以用 stand somebody up 但是因为这个放了飞机嘛一般都是一个过去式所以我们一般会说这个 stood somebody up 就说你去那个 restaurant 然后他没来就可以说she stood me up oh my god I hate her 大概就可以这样说But like you said, it was like only for the date, right?
Yeah, someone who you're anticipating to spend the night with.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
What if I just want to say like somebody just...
Oh, it's just a friend?
Yeah, just a friend.
Just
like
a friend to meet for lunch? Or
yeah, they didn't
just
show
to study
up.
With.
Like last week, I had a like study group.
Oh, no one showed up. Oh,
well, actually, only one person did show
okay.
up. But whatever, yeah.
Well, good for him, but... But yeah, the rest of us who didn't show up to the study group, we were all flakes. We all wanted to play video games and, you know, do other stuff.
That's terrible.
Yeah, we flaked out. We felt bad.
Okay. So it can be used as a noun.
For friends. More friends.
I know. As a noun and a verb, right?
Right. Correct.
Okay. So you can say a person like, you're a flake.
Yeah.
Or you can also say like, she flaked out, right?
不 no.
Okay. So, 那 Brad 刚刚就是说，他如果在一个正常的一个情况下，就是你不是一个 dating 的情况下，你是可以用这个 flaked out， 就是一个过去式 flake out， flaked out， 作为一个动词。比如说，他放我飞机了，我上周搞了一个学习小组，居然搞半天，居然有一个没来，我就非常生气的，我就可以说 he flaked out， 就说他这个他没有出现，他放我们飞机了。我们也可以把 flake 叫做一个当做一个名词来使用，叫做这个 flake 就叫 flake， 对吧？我们可以说刚刚那种情境下他没有出现，我们就可以说 he's a flake。好，那今天就是今天内容 ，so this is pretty much for today. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye everyone.